Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Junior Walker and the All-Stars. Shotgun 17-2. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one from my book, The Age of the Customers, ageofthecustomer.com. Cliff Inico is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, author of the eBay Marketing Bible, also the eBay Seller's Tax and Legal Answer book. He is an attorney and a pretty darn good one, too, and especially since he serves small business owners. We love him for that. Hey, Cliff, thanks again for being here. We're talking about nonprofits, and I just want to stick this in the front of what we're going to say because you're going to continue to talk to us about this easy form, which might not be easy for some people. But I want to stick this in there in the middle of this discussion because, as I was saying, you know, when you and I were coming up, Cliff, when you thought of a nonprofit, it was the Red Cross and the Salvation Army and a church and synagogue, right? All those things. Now, I mean, when you graduated from high school. Uh-huh. Did it ever occur to you that you would start a nonprofit?
Yeah, no, exactly.
Nobody. Yeah, it never occurred to me. I mean, I wouldn't even. I would have thought you were on some kind of drugs or something if you suggested that. And now I'm meeting young people graduating from college, and I say, "What are you going to do with your life?" Well, I'm going to start a nonprofit. Now, here's the thing, Cliff. They don't know what the nonprofit's going to do.
Yeah, that's right.
They just know they're going to start a nonprofit.
Right.
And one last thing, somebody asked me once if my business was a nonprofit, and I said, it's not supposed to be. Whether it is or not, it's not supposed to be.
Honest answer. Well, you know, I mean, look, the millennials have had it beaten into their heads since they were in their diapers that profit is evil. Did you see that Lego movie
last year? You're right about that.
Yeah, you see that Lego movie last year with the Lego characters? The villain, the bad guy, was called Mr. Business. I mean, it could not have been any clearer.
I've got a friend who's a professor of entrepreneurship at a Division I school.
Right.
And he has freshman entrepreneur majors.
Right.
These kids are starting their college career in the entrepreneur curriculum. And he polls them what they think of profit. 70-80% of them think it's bad. And they're going to be entrepreneurs.
That's right. Yep,
what's wrong with that picture, Cliff?
It is tragic, to be honest with you. But, I mean, one can say, well, as they grow, they'll learn. A nonprofit that does not make a profit is a failure.
I'd like to see the looks on their faces when somebody says, your nonprofit must make a profit.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. Well, there's government grants. Oh, really?
You know, yeah. You know what I tell them? I tell them Grant died.
There you go. I love it. But getting back to the whole nonprofit thing, I mean, the government's trying to make it easier for people to start nonprofits without having to go through this horrid procedure. And the 1023Z for extremely small charities that intend to stay small is actually a pretty good idea. But it's not for everybody. You know, there are certain types of nonprofits. So, for example, colleges, hospitals, universities, that kind of thing, they still have to use the full procedure. You can't use the streamlined procedure. And there's some numbers you need to know. If you're going to use the easy form, you can't have more than $50,000 in gross income. They call it gross receipts, it's gross income. And you cannot have more than $250,000 in assets. Now, that sounds pretty clear. Yeah, this is for small folks.
That's very small, really.
That's very small. But here's the kicker. And here's where somebody who wrote the rules kind of messed up a little bit. It said that if you're going to use the easy form, you have to say that your gross income is no more than $50,000. Okay, that's easy. But you don't anticipate that it's going to be more than $50,000 in each of the next 2 years.
Uh-huh.
Now, think about that. You're making a forward projection. You're saying, not only am I small today, that's the easy part, but I'm going to stay small for at least the next 2 years. So let's say you use it for EZ, the 1023EZ, you form a nonprofit, you got nothing right now. You're just starting out, so no problem there. And you go out and you get a $100,000 government grant, which kicks in 2015. What now? You know, you have... You have to go back and refile,
or do they claw that back? What are they?
Very good question. The revenue procedure, the IRS law that basically created the easy form, doesn't say what you do there.
Mm.
There is currently no amendment form for the 1023 EZ. You can't go on and say, well, wait a minute, now I kind of goofed here. So now you're right back in that legal limbo. There's just some very vague language.
So you probably are recommending to your clients to avoid the EZ form.
At this point, yes. That's the advice I just gave a client yesterday.
Even though they may have qualified today.
Right. Mm-hmm. They may not next year. And if these guys get the government grants that they're applying for, they're going to blow that number 10 ways till Tuesday.
Unless you're just doing a nonprofit and you're going to donate all of your administration, and I know people who do that, but if you're going to start a nonprofit and you're going to, you know, make a living out of it, you've got to make enough money to be able to where your part is only about 5% of the total revenue.
Right, precisely. That's right. So see, all this they didn't think about. What they did was they put this very catch-all phrase into the law that says that the IRS can modify or withdraw any application for 1023-EZ in its discretion. So it does, but it doesn't tell you what to do. It doesn't tell you how do you approach the IRS in a situation like that. I mean, do you notify them? Is there there's no notice form. There's no amendment form.
Mm-hmm.
So you're back again in that legal limbo. That's
so
the whole purpose of the 1023-EZ. Right.
Beware the EZ form. It's not your friend probably right now. You think they'll correct this over the next period of time?
I think eventually. I mean, what they're doing now, and you're seeing this now in so many government agencies, Jim, they're just throwing stuff out and then fixing things on the fly.
Yeah, you mean like the Obamacare? I'm not even being sarcastic in that one. I mean, even though I'm really good at it, Cliff, I wasn't even being sarcastic. I mean, that's exactly what has happened to Obamacare, isn't it? We come back. I'm going to ask Cliff what he thinks about the president's executive order on immigration. Quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.